No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
No matter where you are, if you...
Good evening, everyone. Tate Kalunga Nemuyambeke. May God bless all of you, dear listeners of Ego FM. We are back with the Stop Suffering program. And as the name says, Pastor Festus, as the name says, Stop Suffering. That's why we are here. We are here to tell people.
We are here to tell people that they don't need to suffer.
Yes, Bishop.
They can stop suffering.
They can stop suffering. Mato kropo Namibia, otopuli kineko programa yoye yefimbole itavelo, oyo taikulo mwele kucha, utulepo emonoli huna. Hakupopia ashike, ndele ohatuke mningila omeilikano.
And as we started speaking on Tuesday, the Lord Jesus said, come to me. Come to me, all those who are weary and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. You are tired. You want rest in your life. The Lord Jesus is the one who can give you this rest. That's why we are bringing to you every Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m., testimonies. Like we're going to have another testimony tonight, the testimony of Emily. She's here with us in the studio. How her life was before, how her suffering went. She started suffering from a very young age, the way I understand. And growing up in a family where there was alcohol, the father, the mother, they had problems. She'll tell you how was her suffering, but also how her life changed. And remember, before the end of the program, we are going to have the moment of prayer. Prayer has power. Pastor Festus, prayer can move mountains.
Eirikano, orina ehono. Eirikano, otari drukui nyengifa endudu. Nga shesha mwa mumbibeli. So, ove shoe, okui tavela. Nei tavelo loe, tari kumoni file oikumi falonga kupitila meirikano.
Yeah. And let me welcome our testimony, our guest, special guest tonight, Emily. Good evening, Emily.
Good evening, Bishop. Ma uhara pongana wa apikini. Edina lango Emily. Andika popia kominga yashita tekarunga aningirange mongala mwenyo yange.
Amen. So, Emily, you are telling us before the program how your suffering started, I believe, at a very young age. Please tell us if you can. I'm sure there are many people listening to us right now from everywhere in Namibia. People who are going through the same that you went through. So how your suffering started?
Okay, emonori shunorange olatameka ndinshona nai. Latameka meumbo shashi otwakara tuna upya kadhi wepiko. Tatu ango kwa tameka tamunai yo kwa tameka tadano mashina. Before she mashu she tuetera upya kadi shashi, most of the time, imaruango kuima napo, oheta o shike o stresa eshe ya yo hie ta meumbo. Tata mekene ta dengue meme. And then, it became so hard because pefe, o tuatere la shike upya kadi wa shike woku karake she timbo, tuatere la oku dengua ninge, tuatere la o shike o matukanota aziku tate. Na o shimashu sha, growing up and duete ini mai she ite ningwa monga la monyo etu meumbo. I started to think no kucha kamu na show hore, kamu na show mbili, and then oponenda nda kwa tu wako shike kwa depression na ne, moshi ingrisa shitano. Data meka kuka hindi no madhira doku ikuthomu inyo, inanjara bari oku kuya koskola. So all these things, yata meka, they started to affect me. Yata meka te ningenge ndi kareka ndi na shike, oku kanitha ethano no kucha ondaro kuninga shike in the near future. So ini maishe mbino ya kara te pia nekenge.
So you were how old? How old were you when you started having these problems in the house, like a child?
Kwari ndinshona nai, as very young at the age at that time, maybe just from 5 years on, in my own time.
As young as 5 years old?
5 years. I already saw my father beating my mother, blood in the house, in my share, and dimonanare at a very young age. So, opo, kuzampo no, ochatamekane, okunigange, okukarandina, chike, omadira, kukuthe monyo, shashi peife, itandiko tanawa, handimoni rudi, koskori tandi concentrata. I'm not concentrating, I'm not class. Andi dira diriki ni maisha mbinote iningwa keumbo. And then, shike koskoronda tame kandi doba. My grade started to fall badly. I started to perform badly.
Sorry for cutting you. So it started affecting your school performance, your studies.
Yes, Bishop. I started to lose concentration in class. I'll be thinking, andi kandi pure ini mbinote iningwa keumbo. Shashi, when they fight, tayi uromaraka, my mother will say, I regret marrying you. Nandiku alabali. So I started to think, oh, I'm a mistake. So akurunu yange, they didn't want us. They didn't want this family. So I'm a mistake. Then that's where, oshike, oh, hatred tainya. That hatred, atameka te koko many, ne haroroku idipa, started to grow inside of me as well.
So you would hear, if I understood it well, you would hear your mother and your father exchanging words like it was a mistake. So you start thinking that you were a mistake.
Yes. I started to think that I am a mistake. My parents didn't want me. They didn't need me. So they don't even see me, because most of the time they focus on their battles. All the money, he will spend it in gambling. If he should take umbo imaroya papo, or stress inya, that stress of losing Hiturakus and my mother. And then it becomes now, the house become a battlefield. Keshethimbo, every day they'll be fighting, they'll say things that will really hit us. But in each ambient, if they ever thought, nokucha, our kids can hear this, or they forgot about us and focused mostly on their battles at home. It was a war at home.
You were how many? How many siblings? How many brothers and sisters?
We are five in total. So after my father stopped supporting us financially, this stress went to my mother now. She needs to take care of all of us. And that also started to make her sick. Now, me seeing this, on that time, so much hatred towards my parents, especially my father, so towards my father for everything he was doing to us. And then I started to think, no, I started to have so much hatred to that extent that it turned into depression. Shashi. And when I go to bed, I'll cry myself to sleep. I couldn't eat. I even got so sick to that extent that nandandi koshi pangero tatarange mombizita testing ange kawete no kucha epukori ripeni. So, and then it also got bad to that extent that natame koku voma witati kandi horikwe nobody love me, I should kill myself.
And you then started, you started developing, because of that situation, you started developing suicidal thoughts.
Yes. I started...
Before you continue, I want to say something, Pastor Festus, and I want to say to something to those who are listening now, and you are thinking of committing suicide, you are thinking of taking your life. Please don't do that. People have to understand, Pastor Festus.
Yes, Bishop.
That suicide, it's never, never, never a way out for the problems.
It is not a way out.
They should not... do it, should not even think about doing it. And by the way, if there is anyone who is like suicidal and you need help now, we're not going to speak to you now on air because we are having the testimony. We're going to start allow calls from 9:30. But you can call the toll-free number of the church now. They are men of God waiting for your call to include your name in the prayer book. You can call. You don't need even airtime to call. It's a free, toll-free number. A toll-free number means a phone that you can call without having airtime. You can call now 0800, I'll repeat, 0800 22 333 5. 0800 22 333 5. You can call right now and there's somebody waiting to talk to you and to pray for you, of course, off air. They can call now, right, Pastor Festus?
Toto dengele kongo jei, o retatu, o nola, o retatu, o nola veli vavari, o mbari vavari, o natu vatatu, nonano. Handendrula, o nola, o retatu, o nola vavari, o mbari vavari, no natu veli vatatu, nonano.
So they can call now, there will be somebody waiting.
Pastor. There will be somebody waiting for them already. There are already people prepared to answer you.
Okay, Pastor. Please speak in Oshivambo.
Yes. Openova nuve kutelela, opova dure kukunyamukula. Ashike, ongash bishop atati kucha, inori kufo mwenyo, hayonjila ya kujama muju oyoyo. Ongash ata mekeke hulota ati kucha, kalungotati ileni kwame, avaham longo no mwalolo kifwa, opone ame, handimpe etulu muko.
And remember, before the end of the program, we are going to have the moment of prayer. You can prepare a glass of water or a bottle of water because it's written in the Bible, Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. God promised to bless our bread and our water.
Yes, Bishop. God has promised to bless our bread and our water. And he promised also to okukufamo. Omu yehama eshe a toshake neke molutuloe mogu pitila mo meva ota ayambe kwa pa itavelo kalungo ta talongo inene longa ya e oyo ove ove mwene toke shimona kucha palongo shikumi falonga pa.
Yeah, now going back to testimony of Emily. So Emily, now you started this phase of depression.
Yes, Bishop.
Let us go to this point now of depression. So how depression, sadness, some people, when they hear depression, sadness, sometimes people, they understand better the word sadness.
Mm-hmm.
When you start having sadness, depression, how did it start?
Okay, so depression ai, moshingi saifa nangwa depression na moshu wambu atuti ne udo na inwa kontima.
Efini Nicole, efini Nicole, efini Nicole, madiladjo.
Yes, thank you.
Let dunda kanolo madiladjulo.
Yalo. Ola tamekane, before ndatamekane yandikofa nawa, keshe fimbo, go turipo katikofa nu, ndiri nawa, but the moment and like I go far from people, when I'm alone, shike ndikalela. Umadiladjulo mahapu, nduuditike like, nandipumbi wapopo. I feel like I'm not belonging anywhere. I don't have an identity kandina. Keshe fimbo ndali kenge no, like, ndiripo katika no, but the moment da anu tika bepo, umadiladilo me otama alu kirenge no kocha, idipaya, ungala monyo ite ikomesho. So, osha, the more I grew, na shosha tame katashi unene pombad. Oma, ondatame kandudu, oma wi unene. Then it got so severe that, akulunu me mwange tatarangeko mental institution. And monene is social worker and a psychologist. Tapulangene wat no kuchandi dui kwa shike, tilo mwengi kwa shike. But fiopo mitopo, natango oma uyomo, montu ange, natango tama ike bomba. Nanti naaja mo natango until that point.
Let me understand something. So you were taken to a mental institution or they considered taking you?
My mother physically took me there, Bishop.
She took you there?
I started hearing these voices, Oma Rama, they were speaking louder now.
Mm.
They were louder now, and I will answer back. So I started speaking to myself. The time I can't deep popile, oponeva mona kucha ah no ta okadimo. We need to take her to see a psychologist,
mm-hmm,
or a social worker.
She was trying to find help.
Yes, because she realized that okay now.
As a mother, she wanted the best for you.
She did.
Okay, but. Mm-hmm. Please, we are not against people going to the doctor. We pray for the doctors. We pray for medication. God uses the doctors. But did it help to take you there? It didn't change much? Maybe a little bit better?
When I come back home, Bishop, still I'll cry myself to sleep. I'll still hear the voices. I'll still feel heavy, like something. Puno shima shiju shirikolu turange every time and cough. Kesha fimbo when I wake up on the lolok, like it. Honestly speaking, I say the intention they tried, but what I was taking in a pela, but the problem was deep in my soul.
It was a spiritual problem.
It was a spiritual problem. I needed kwenda pumbwe kwa fole la lopa mepo.
Yeah, because, and by the way, tomorrow, Nangura.
Mongula.
No,
Mongula.
I was testing you. Mongula. Mongula, in the Universal Church throughout Namibia, countrywide, we have a work called Deliverance. It's the day of deliverance, the service of deliverance. For people who are going through Pastor Festo's problem, like Emily.
Like Emily.
They can't sleep. They hear voices. There is something speaking to them. Before you speak, Pastor Festo, what this voice would say to you, Emily? What they saying?
These voices would tell me that, Nokucha, I'm not worth it. I must end my life. Because at the same time, I started to get sick. Ndatameka ndiye hama. Ndatameka like, cause kolon, ndatameka ndi dopa. My school, my grades were now dropping. So I didn't have focus. Nokucha, andi peni paife. I felt unloved because of what was happening at home. And also I got into a relationship. Dine inekelo nokucha, somebody will love me. Ngwanda yamo relationship ayo. But most relationships, at the tadi tekeke or amachavota, they will just use me. Now, every expert, kesheka pandita la mongala monyo angi, kapunike shita shende nawa. So in the back of my mind was, kashidulike ndi dipaye, because what am I doing here? If even akulunubanga vavada langi na apumbwange, kaveholenge, so.
So, but let us talk about the voices first. So these voices were there like every day or some days or all the time, or it was gradually becoming worse.
Gradually, they'll become worse. But every time I'm alone, shikendi kalela, I hear them now. They speak louder. When I'm shikendi kalela, tadipopi unene. When I'm alone in my bed, I remember I used to I started going out now, and the mama lo do just for me to sleep, for me not can't do doma weyama. But if I go to bed sober, natango oma wa take and. They really affected me. I also started to get sick.
Yeah. So before you talk about how you got sick, I want to say to you, you are suffering with spiritual problems, spiritual attacks, Pastor Festus.
Yes, Bishop.
This person who has this hearing of voices, maybe she even sees shadows. There are people like this. They hear somebody calling their names like Festus. But when they go there to check,
no one.
There's nobody. Or they hear a voice they coming from nowhere, telling them, just like Emily, kill yourself. You're not worthy. It's better to die. So tomorrow, they have opportunity to come to the Universal Church to be free from this problem.
Yes, Bishop. Eshinana ushishikucha ongeleka Universal Church. Oilimenele dihapu. Nongengo wapula kucho ongeleka Universal Church ya mapeni. Otopu kululwa lela. Oko kotoka mone manguluko. Shashi. Opene o ekulepo. Le mono lihuna. Ngashatu kulombule kucha. Opolo haramai. Opolo haramai ekulifepo le mono lihuna. Ngashaike. Koni mauma fiku watoka pigina ilo moshikandotashi. Watoka pigina kucha. Ongahe lipikarunga alundululo. Ngaramonyo yae. So. Shama ashike wai. Wamone batel. You can get the help.
Yeah, there
is a way out.
And you don't need even to just wait for tomorrow. You can even call now the toll-free number of the church, 0800-22-3335. 0800-22-3335. Call now. It's a toll-free number. Somebody's going to speak to you, a man of God, and write your name in the prayer book. And I'm sure you're going to sleep well if you can do that. Now, going back to the testimony of Emily. So now we started getting sick, Emily. How was it?
So nda tameka ndi ehama, pato probleme sha ndi ko shipangelo, shita ninge testa, ta talangeta vati, I'm fine. But ame mwenandi valo moncha, I'm nduti tu ehama, perfect, nduti tena wa, but no ehama, even the sickness, they could not detect what was wrong with me. Oshima shosha tame, osha ete lange ne, this thing brought me ini maishe, ueha me, edopo loko skola, e udite na e loko mwenyo, and no, I also lost focus in my life, shashe peife, I don't sleep, I don't get enough rest, shashe fimbo, ndi udite ike nai, poka tika anu, ndi ringo na watu popingo, but the moment di kenda japo poka tika anu, shimo sheana tango, shundi udite omawi, ndi udite ndalo kui kufo mwenyo, every time andi kwene, especially ufiku, upokwe hashi angenge unene ufiku.
Mm-hmm. So, what was the worst moment, Emily? Because you were suffering, that we already understood. Mm-hmm. You had depression, you became suicidal. Did you try before that? Did you try to kill yourself? You only had thoughts, or did you actually... You tried.
So I only had the thoughts, but I was already planning. How am I going to kill myself?
You were planning.
I already had the plan in my mind. So it was already something. For me to act. But
you were about to do that.
I was about to do that. I already because I couldn't take the voices, now it was too heavy. At that point, it was so, she drew nai, dear commercial, shashi, there's no courage for me to live anymore.
Mm. Oh, before we go to the worst moment, you were telling also in your testimony to us before the program, of course, that you were like also trying to find peace, find attention in relationships. You did modeling.
Yes, Bishop.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So, since analendi lombara no kucha kumbo kakuna shohole, I started and the time I kandi dada dina no kucha. Okay, nda pumbo kwe andika kongo hole yange mwen. Nda pumbo kwe akunje andika konge nande onu utakala e holenge. Shashi and the time I kene no kumodelinga kutine twende ngo half naked, ne? Shashi, when people applaud me, when they see me on stage, I feel, oh, people see me. Oh, I'm recognized. Ano bewe tenge na nimbori. I am something. But the moment they go show e shotaipu, when the show ends, natango andi shuna koko to square one. At the
so
moment,
it was just for that moment.
That moment I feel, oh, okay, I'm okay now. But the moment the modeling and everything, I did a lot of modeling. I did hapu. I'm a kwe handi dancer. No kwe handi ninge cheli dinga. In my shade where people see me. I just wanted kugendala nova monengi that I'm not a mistake like my parents said.
You were looking for attention, for
yes.
Love.
Yes, Bishop.
But you didn't find a solution for your life there.
I didn't find because I even dated. On the mama kwatafa no mahapu, and you can get somebody to love me and tell me no kucha, you are not a mistake. So I was just looking for that fulfillment. As kwindi no mwaka ya kula meni, I was very empty inside. And then I had a lot of friends just trying to, if this one doesn't go out with me, go win ayana menena, and kakonga ume. I had a lot of friends. I was involved mini maihapu just to look for fulfillment. Mini maishe. But
did you start drinking alcohol? Perhaps?
Yes. The friends that I'm talking about, all these things we do together. Opoke ndikalenda fandu dite ombili poka fimbopo.
You wanted peace.
I wanted peace.
Yeah, and you who are listening to us right now, you want peace. God is the one who can give you peace. If you can give him a chance. That's why prepare yourself for the moment of prayer. We still have another 30 minutes or so to go, 25 minutes, 30 minutes. You can have a glass of water ready. Because people have to understand, Passadero, or Pastor Festus, that prayer connects us to God.
Yes, Bishop.
When we pray, It's like a bridge. It's a bridge. And they can pray themselves. We are going to pray together. They can talk to God. Yes, we're going to pray for them, but they also can pray to God.
Yes.
And prayer will help them to connect with God and overcome their problems.
Unenepe ilikanolo talu dika kukalunga koe. Eirika nololo emwene, shashinye ngove topopi mwene kukalunga koe, o topopi lela o kilila, ove mwene mwene topopi kukalunga koe. O unoku ujika, shashinye irika noline hono.
So prepare yourself for the moment of prayer. Now, Emily, before you go, what was the worst moment? Like when you went to the bottom of the pit, went really low. If there were, maybe there were many difficult time, but if you can point out one moment that maybe you thought it is over, it was there a moment like that?
Yes, Bishop. I believe the worst moment on Metoya and Dimbuluka, it was when I had to beg for someone to love me. Kwandipula umacho undalina, and begging him not to leave me for another woman. I just wanted him to amonena kucha aye, I'm a person, and just for him to love me. That's where I realized I have lost it now. Nokucha and apumbwe kwafo. That's where I realized nokucha I need help. I need, because if he was leaving me, I felt like I was gonna lose somebody who see me or who tell me that I'm beautiful or that I'm worthy, that I'm not a mistake in my shay. Omacho kwina ndimwindile, please inwe fange, ngwae fange, andi peni. And he did leave me for another woman. And that now broke me completely.
Hmm. You felt it was like over for you.
I felt like, yes, it's true what my parents said in that fight. I am a mistake. They didn't want to get married. It was a mistake. We are mistakes.
Hmm. But you are not a mistake. And you who are listening to us, you are not a mistake. Now, the testimony of Emily is not going to be completed today. She will be back here next week, Tuesday, same time, Stop Suffering program. But I'll ask her now how she is today. If she overcame depression, if she overcame, how is her life now. But she will tell you how she did it next week, Tuesday, same time here on Ego FM, Stop Suffering. So who is Emily today, Emily?
Emily nena o kwashenja kujameni, combat. God has transformed me inside out. Pefenga, I'm not depressed anymore. I'm almost sad. Pefenga, Emily is fulfilled. Now I know nokucha kandishepuko. Like the devil told me I was a mistake. I know now I'm not a mistake. I know God called me kalongo kuifanange. Ena opepesa nongala mwenyo yangi. Pefenga, I'm fulfilled. The first thing I received was the Holy Spirit that made me realize that indeed kandishepuko. So today Emily is different inside out. Avave shinge, veshino kucha, where I am, there is so much love and joy, not a pretense, but oshiri kalongo kwa shenjange kuja meni. Pefenga, actually, I'm a different person.
Are you married today? Did you find a man of God? Are you happily married?
Yes, Bishop. Before I quite handy begging over Kaleva Olenge, but today God blessed me with the man of God. But before the man of God, already God tate kalongo kwa pange nale shike evelukeme nilinyanda kalanda pumbwali. When Isha awe dakon samano ange, it was just another bonus for me, yes.
Mm-hmm. So it started with God.
Shata mekana tate kalunga.
And after the Holy Spirit helped you to find true love, today are you a happy wife, happily married?
I'm a happy wife, married for 6 years. Dapandola tate kalunga.
So the same way the life of Emily has changed, your life can change as well. If you can give God a chance. Do you want to know how her life changed? Next week, Tuesday, here on Ego FM. But also you can speak to her in person. She's attending our church in Greenwell, right?
Yes, Bishop.
Universal Church in Greenwell.
Yes, Bishop.
Are you there in the church tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yes, Bishop.
So you'll be able to see her if you want to speak to her in person. But anyway, you're going to be listening to the conclusion of her testimony next week. And once again, if you need to talk to somebody, call now the toll-free number of the church, 0800 22 1-800-333-5. Include your name in the prayer book.
Uchane udi woye usike peni. Okuna onjira kuzamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa kongera kayo universal yoshirongo shakarunga. Patrura oradio yoye etiari netine. Pomgoi sigo omlongo uusiku. Kekusi kusi jo Igor FM.
Eagle. Well, the same way the life of Emily has changed, by faith, your life can change as well. Nena.
Yeah.
Today, she has a different life. She's transformed. And the same way, also, your life can change. If you can give God a chance to change your life. And I would like to share with you what the Word of God says here in the book of Matthew. The Lord Jesus, He is teaching us many lessons in the Word of God. Many people have been worried. Many people have been fearful about tomorrow. But the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse number 25, I'm reading New King James Bible, Matthew chapter 6, verse number 25. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on clothing. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. For they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, 26. So the value of a person is more than the value of the birds of the air. If God values the birds, Jesus is saying that God provides for the birds of the air. I'm sure God will provide also for this person.
Yes, Bishop. Takutu wakucha, inori pula na ashoto limongula, na ashoto jala mongula, ae. Ongala mwenyo oikwepo idrife aishe. So, pamwe ngashingaho, ove, uwete kuchino wanema, ongala mwenye tainawa, yes, atati kucha, inori pula na ayo. So, eshu wapumboku ninga, yanjongala mwenyewe.
Yeah, and that's why Pastor Sean, who is here now with us in the studio, Pastor Sean, people who are going through spiritual problems, just like Emily,
yes, for sure.
they hear voices, yes. And just like the family, because we see that Emily's mother, she was trying to help her daughter,
yes, for sure.
And their mothers listening to us right now, they have a child that is struggling with suicide, with addiction.
Yes,
alcohol abuse, drug abuse. They are trying to speak because that's how it is. When there's a problem in the family, they call the uncles, the aunts, the elders,
yes,
the granny, tatekulu, memekulu, yes, and try to speak, but they are speaking to this child, to this grandchild, and it's not working. Or they go to the treatment, to the medical treatment, it's not working. Once again, we support medical treatment. If you are going through a treatment, please follow the prescription. But if it's not working, it's because there is something spiritual.
Yes, Bishop.
Yes. Behind it.
Yes, Bishop. Bishop, the problem many people don't understand is that there's a spiritual world that we don't see. And as Bishop said, the medical world treats what we are facing physically. But the moment it goes to the spiritual, then that's where now we need to come to Jesus. He can help us. You see, when Adam and Eve, they ate from the tree, Bishop, they did not see the effect of it immediately. They didn't die immediately, nor did they see the nakedness immediately. They only realized it later. But their disobedience caused problem in the spiritual world, separating them from God, giving the devil foothold to touch them. And this is what people should understand. When they come to Jesus, they should first fix the spiritual, coming closer to Jesus. Then the physical will follow suit. Because there are people that come and fix the physical, but yet, Bishop, they are depressed. They don't find solution. They are still not happy. Although the physical, because by faith, everything is possible, Bishop. So there are people who come to church and learn the ways of faith and solves the problem of unemployment, no car, no. They solve the problem, but without fixing their relationship with God, there is still a problem. The spiritual still persists and they still face difficulties.
That's Bishop. Why we are inviting you for this prayer of deliverance tomorrow. But if you need to talk to somebody now, we are going to open the lines now for you who want to call. You can call the number of the studio, 083-2888-401. You can call now live. We are going to talk to you live now here on Eagle FM, the studios from the studio here in Vinduk, 083-2888-401. You can call and include your name in the prayer book, and we're going to be here to help you. We have a first caller.
Good evening, Ego FM.
Evening, sir.
Okay. Okay, me kauna hatu kuili kana ngombe ngashike.
Ondala ndirikane metate o ngimoni ironga.
Walu moni ironga.
Ote kongu ironga.
Okay.
O ndina natango ndwe te ndina omepo edopo mangara mnyange.
So the spirit of failure. Uno mepo edopo.
Esa si ano apro o uvane ko kupanjesha. Mara sa Shama kura si yanchimo nongashi nokuri onda investing maruanje okuzovraza ko man maikenga otati nandi investing ngeno ndi money ngapi mara sigo paisenge inandi monasha ota okay. Oya ota oya, they are giving me excuses a people ta pranjari anwandi weze ko shimario
meme longi kidoka kopi ko eko meva
e watate
konima ko ke hunuwa programa yo hatu tuke kutulamo maili kano.
Ewatate.
Itabela.
Ewatate. Ondina natango kana kanje ke rikosora ta kanyengwa kirongo.
Okay. Idinoka mulili.
Ndeapo.
Ndeapo.
Ndeapo
na kuno americano.
Oke nonde po haika denge po marango kai kospangelo ta kutuana ka kena ndizmoruto.
Okay.
Nengo ta kenda ka haruke ke kihatapo, mara ta kai kospangelo ta kutuana ka kena ndizmoruto.
Eho kolono la emi diwe nuda.
De juvatate.
Okay. Longi kidoka kopi ko eko meba.
Wandakala natango muturon samane wanyo magarikano wako tako onde po vipara.
Hatu ntulamo.
Wumboteri shigipo, kena mbiri.
Mm-hmm.
Kena mayu vogo kukarapa menangana.
Wamime.
Hatu
ntulamo.
Watate.
Kutakura na kukale kuwa.
Tangi tate.
Mm-hmm.
083-2888-401. Before we get the call, if the lines are busy, we're not going to be able to talk to everybody. You can call the toll free of the church. The pastors are waiting for your call. Then it's 0800-22-3335. 0800-22-3335. You can call even for free. Don't need their time. We have the next caller. Pastor Sean, please.
Good evening, Eagle FM. Caller, how may we help you? Good evening. Yes, can you hear me? Hello? Yeah, and you're not going to be able to do it. Yeah, I'm going to be able to do it. Mimi dina la yodi ya?
Constantia.
Oh, mimi Constantia. Watu kuhidi kani niko mika ashiki wati?
Ondino kana takehama, takehama mamisi padomonse muno omesotaga nana uki sake kosi. Kurimotaka chotaka piki, mbrimotaka chotaka tuwa, mbrimotaka timo mesokewe teta hotamzemu.
Okay, spiritual problem.
Kwa kazi kwa kwa kosi ngota si blogger o mtuzo, haukana kwa iti.
Okay. Mime, okana kwa kilipa mwena avu, pwede dina la kori liye?
O Victoria.
O Victoria. Longi kidoka kopi kwe kwa meva? Kihuluwa poroka lama ya hatu kani ngo umeilikano.
Ewa,
that. Ewa, no meme.
And that's why tomorrow, Pastor Festus, we're going to pray for those who have spiritual problems.
Yes.
The people who are listening to us right now, they can't sleep well at night. They suffer with bad dreams, spiritual husband of the night, and they need spiritual help. But they can find the doors of the Universal Church open for them tomorrow.
Inotelela, don't wait. Take a step tomorrow. Stopa okuripa foku money huna. Mongula. Otodruku ya pohamano yoko matango.
Well, we have our next caller. Good evening, Eagle FM.
We lost the caller, but you can keep trying.
The number is to speak to us on air is 083-2888-401. You can call now and talk to us on air. Good evening,
Ego FM. Hello, Ego FM.
Okay, you can keep trying, but you can also call if you don't have a time. You can call the toll-free number of the Universal Church. And by the way, the toll-free number of the church is 24/7. Even after the program, Stop Suffering, you can keep calling and there will be somebody there. 0800-22-333-5. Good evening.
Igor FM. Hello, Igor FM. How can we help you? Someone there? Okay, we lost the caller
again. But you can keep trying. What people have to understand, Pastor Sean, is that there is a solution.
Yes,
we are bringing people here, testimonies. Today is Emily. She's going to conclude her testimony,
yes,
her story next week, Tuesday. But what people have to understand is that there is solution.
There is.
They don't need to commit suicide like Emily was suicidal.
Yes.
If just for them to give God a chance for their lives to change. We have another
caller, Pastor, please.
Eagle FM, good evening. How may we help you?
Hello.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Kevin Agerombe.
Okay, Kevin Akerombe. Kevin,
you
have to go to the Gombigashike? Edicano?
Barango Guarigana Gombigariga, Elisan Goma, and Gitasunino, Punya Kukarasanda, and go forget you.
When you take the book, you sleep. Okucho Hoko Fangang, your wipe and bolo, eh?
Yeah, and you got the came off.
Okwata came off. Okay, Kevin. Longi kidoka kupiko yuko meva. Kwa ni ishi atumane ilikano meli, atumano programa hii, o hatuka kuturame ilikano. Itabela?
Yowa.
Okay, so.
You can call our toll-free number as well, 0800-22-333-5. Even after the program, you can keep calling, it's 24/7. There's a man of God waiting to include your name in the prayer book. And it's important for people to understand that God is waiting for them. Some people, they say like this, oh, I'm waiting for God to do something for me. But God is the one. He said, call upon me in the day of trouble and I'll deliver you. We have another caller.
Good evening, Igor FM.
Okay, you can keep trying. 083-2888-401. And call upon me in the day of trouble, the word of God says, and I will deliver you. So people, they say they are waiting for God, but the truth is that God is the one waiting for them.
Yes, Bishop. They should take the action, Bishop, to come to church, to do their part. We see in the Bible many times people going, looking, hearing Jesus will be there. And because they believe, they went looking for him. And what did they find? They found solution, Bishop. They found healing, deliverance. No one went to Jesus and came back the same, Bishop, yeah, who believed.
We can have another caller. So I think we lost, okay, someone. Okay, we're going to have the advertisement, the ad. And after this, you can keep trying to call. Now you can call the toll-free number of the church, 0800-22-333-5. And there is somebody waiting to include your name in the prayer book. The pastors are just waiting for your call.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
Are we back? We are back and you can keep trying to call us 083-2888-401. Good evening, Eagle FM. Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
How can we help you?
Hello, Tate. Oh, I'm going to ask you, Tate. I'm going to ask you, Tate.
Okay. I'm going to ask you, Tate.
Eh,
ndee. Tu ni kesi kesi pia ni kolonga la mnyo e.
Ndio wewe kosi mahali kata hii nyenge pompa za hii peleke ya nemaga.
You hear Finch knocking on top of the roof. Uh-huh.
Oh, si kwa onda hara tate kama kayo kwa sirenje. Kwa hara ilonga.
Oh, hara ilonga.
Ina si ilonga. Ndende ya sanale mo 2013 na si one energy.
Since 2013 you didn't walk.
Yeah,
ni andi erufuna nande nande,
problem.
Okay, so
otobi ni bupe angwena.
Oliko angwena.
Eh.
Okay, edinaloe.
Andreas.
Okay, Andreas, longe kidoka kopiko komeva. Kihulo polo karama kwatu kwa kuningile ilikano.
Yolate.
Itavela.
Ondahara natango tatu kwa sereje.
Yeah.
Okay, in the long quasi waje, grato to deny.
Mm-hmm.
On the was it your pregnant and she knows more like a more
like a more do a personal wanga ho?
That's the Shadana that the Kanga Kayan did the right and I named her own quasi waje.
Okay.
Shan popping on the onga ike.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You may show the agenda now. Itavel.
Ewa. Okay.
You can keep trying to call and talk to us. So people have to understand they can overcome these spiritual problems. Just like the caller. He's having problems with noises.
On top of the roof.
On top of the roof. How many years without finding employment? Oh,
since 2013.
Yeah. So, Pastor Festus, we have
another caller. Good evening, sir. How do you go? Hello? You go FM? Yes. 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 Kucha no 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 go dio eh?
Andiri kwa vinayo.
Shashika tu kujite? Onji kujita shike kashona?
Natango.
Ninuta lepo pepi no no nima? No kampako?
Andiri kwa vinayo.
Ok. Mie matade mkuja peni?
Mwenduka.
Tote mkuja mwenduka. Mm. Edna name mo lirie?
Heleno.
Lirie?
Helena.
Helena. Okay. Helena, tu kuili kanere kumbi na shike?
Andera moi kanere ngonge.
Kumbi na shike?
Moi kanere ngonge na ria kumbi hai kwa nina na isimbo.
Okay.
Isimbo sio tayo kwa zara kama.
Katuku dite tu na wa?
Matango.
Aye. Oto buru kutu nga joko la uchipika?
Joko yit.
Ok. Nge muta po kamba kopo?
Ok.
Tosha kene kuhi na mwa shike?
Nge ira loko nungu.
Nge ira loko nungu.
Nge nga na ombo lo vijine.
Nge mvuranga pinga ho? Okay. Okay. She's having wounds on the ribs. So longi kidoka kopiko ekomeva. Ke hululo pologala moha tuke kuningile ilikano. Itabela meme. Ewa.
That's why I'm going to pray for them shortly.
Yes.
Itavela.
Yes.
We're going to be praying for them. Have a glass of water ready. Have a bottle of water ready. We are going to be praying on your behalf. Prayer has power. We have another caller. Good evening, Ego FM.
Hello.
Good evening, sir.
I'm fine, how are you, sir?
Good, good. How can we help you tonight?
Oh, I have the problem of just drinking alcohol every time.
Okay, how long have you been having this problem? Since when?
It's maybe now. Maybe 10 years now. But I'm still going to school.
Oh, okay. What's your name?
Jeremiah Iambo.
And you are calling us from where? Okay, we're going to be praying for you shortly. If you can prepare a glass of water, we're going to be praying for the water, and when you drink the blessed water, you're going to sleep well.
Okay, thank you.
God will help you. Good night.
Good night.
We're going to be praying for everybody shortly, Pastor Sean. People have to understand that God is the one waiting for them.
Yes, Bishop.
If they can take action, God will react.
Yes, Bishop. And it's not by mistake that they are listening to us right now. It is by God's will that they are listening, because God wants to give them a chance to come to Him to find the solution, Bishop. Caller, good evening. Eagle FM.
Hello.
How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine.
Where are you calling us from? Ah, we lost the caller.
Okay, they can keep trying to call, especially the toll-free number of the church. It's 0800-22-3335. Even after the program is finished, you can keep trying calling. If the lines are busy, don't give up. The pastors are there taking calls, taking names, writing names in the prayer book, and we're going to be in prayer for you. Do we have another caller? Good evening, Ego FM. Good evening, Ego FM.
Hey, Tati.
Tati, mwato kropo now, ha?
No, Tati.
Yeah, wa?
Kropo, Tati.
O, Tati kropo now?
Yeah, no.
O, Lieta Popi?
Elumani.
Elumani, Tati, nguja peni?
O, Movenduka.
Movenduka?
Yeah.
Okay. Elumani, watu kuiri ka nene komiga ashike?
Okay.
Longi kidoka kopi koe komeva?
Ewa.
O hatu ke kuningile ilikano? Itavela?
Aipi.
Ajendere
ke no kopi kama nafitisi kama na wange nongai.
Unei tabe non dice, isto dengue ngaho?
Eh.
Okay. Longi doka kopi koe komeva, o hatu kutula mome ilikano. Obe noho na tango shashu ujuo opamepo. Kenda baluta lo kufika mongula. Po inuvesha wawili, po pepina ave.
Okay.
Eh. Yeah.
We're going to be praying for them shortly. Have a glass of water ready. And something that we cannot forget to announce is that on the 15th of September, not this Sunday, now the next Sunday,
yes,
we are going to have the free distributions for free, free of charge, of the blessed olive anointing oil, the blessed anointing oil. As the Bible says in James chapter 5, verse 14, if there is anybody sick, should call the elders of the church and anoint them with the blessed oil. We have many testimonies of people, Pastor Sean, who have been healed, who have been set free, yes, through the anointing oil.
Yes, Bishop. And we are inviting all of you to receive your free bottle of oil on the 15th in the morning. We will be giving to you. And Bishop, if they use it by faith, because by faith everything is possible, we bless the water by faith. And you see the oil being mentioned many times in the Bible. So as Bishop mentioned the verse now, they will receive the anointing, and they can even take it home to anoint their family. Those who can't sleep at night, they can anoint their house, and they're going to sleep, because again, it's a spiritual war. And if we fight physically, we will lose. But if we include our faith through the word of God, we will overcome, Bishop.
We are going to have the last caller here on air. But you can keep trying calling the number of the church. The pastors are there, 0800-22-3335. The last caller, Pastor Festus, please.
Good evening, caller. How can we help you?
Hello.
Mammy.
Dad.
What are you doing now? Okay. Mammy, what are you doing?
Okay.
She called us last time. She was having legs problem. She's now healed. So her daughter, her child now is the one that is to be prayed for.
Amen.
So meme. Ilongi kidana tango kako piko komeva. Iloka kende komeva. Omeva o. Atopole la fane nyutale. O peita velo, hoje comi falongo tashika longo.
Pokano na kanje.
Edina lako?
Paulina.
Paulina.
Kerikon simbot.
Kerikon simbot.
Kenopia kazi.
Ya.
Kene punde nene yuki ke pombandano wakara rusiku. Pambe.
Okay. She spiritual Kero husband. Okay. E wa meme, watu katura mombe ilikano.
Ewa.
Eto kiro pona mimi.
Ewa.
Okay, we are going to have now the moment of prayer. If you have your glass of water, bottle of water, have it ready because we are going to talk to God on your behalf. I'll start the prayer and Pastor Festus will bless the water.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now. On behalf, my Lord, of those who are suffering out there, those who have called, my Lord, their names have been included in the prayer books. Some they will call after the program. But, my Lord, I pray that you may touch each and every one of them. Let them, my Father, receive life, receive strength, my Lord, for them to overcome the problems, to sleep well, and start a new life, my Father, tomorrow, in the name of Jesus.
Kalunga kange eshi hatu yambe koka kopi komevaka. Ilo hatu yambe ke oka kende komevaka. Ohandi kuindile kalunga kange opo ulu ndule omeva. Meholo ke poloe. Osesho wati kucha. Ove omeva omwenyo. Kalunga kange yanja omwenyo. Ongala mwenyo te imono ihuna keishi omwenyo. Ndelo handi kuindile kalunga kange opo uninge oikumifa longa yo e. Mengala mwenyo doba nuvoya aveshavave kupikina. Aveshavave ya kuove pefimbo ilo meilika no. Nde tova ya mbeke kalunga kange tova mangulula. Nga showa yanje hoko lololae kucha. Omo ulu aepe ifokulina wa kalunga kange liholololelo vanuvoye medina la Yesus Christus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Drink now the blessed water.
Na omeva. Na omevo e.
So drink now and be blessed. You are going to sleep well tonight.
Toka kofa na wanini.
And remember that in the Universal Church, Friday is the day of deliverance. We have churches throughout the country. You can look for the nearest one. Call the toll-free number 0800-22-3335 and you can inquire the nearest address. Then Greenwell tomorrow, Pastor.
O turimo strita yo ya Greenwell e yo Daniel Street. O moturimo strita ya Daniel amo po pepino kapolifi. O totu hange mo po hamano ngula inene po longo no po natu ontenya no po hamano yoko matango.
Yes, you cannot forget, Pastor, the address of the church, please. Please, Denka Tutura.
Richard Kamauka Street, Bishop, meeting Independence Avenue, 6, 7, 10, 3, and 6 in the afternoon, Bishop.
In Okuriangava, we are situated in Ondodo Street opposite USAFE Stop and Pray. Our first service is 7 a.m. followed by 10 o'clock, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. in the evening.
Our headquarters is 32 Independence Avenue. Yes, CBD. 32 Independence Avenue, Ospamplatz. We have the first service at 7 in the morning, followed by 10 in the morning, 12 lunchtime. We have a lunchtime service, 3 p.m., and the main service at 6 p.m. And in all universal churches in Ondango, Oshakati, Valves Bay, all the churches throughout the country, we don't have time enough to say the addresses. May God bless you. Hope to have you in the church. Good night.